Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello, bonjour.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello out there. You're on the air.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It's us and we're here.
That's
and
right.
We're gonna talk about ghosts.
Correct. Did you hear that fridge turn on? Because you might have. And if you did, you might have caught that it's through both of our microphones. Because we're in the same place.
Yeah.
So we're in person today and we're recording a podcast in person. You're welcome. Can
we're
you tell?
In my living room. Mm-hmm. It's a wide open space, so maybe it sounds weird.
Yeah, but maybe it sounds cozy also, because Cecilia's lit a bunch of candles.
Great. I have so many candles.
Yeah.
There's also a cat.
There's a nice little guest, our boy Annie. Welcome back to the podcast, Annie. We love you.
Welcome back, Annie. Are you here to
my tailless to nephew. I love you,
gonna,
bud.
Are you going to talk?
Do you have something to say?
So far, no. He's
a businessman. He's busy.
He's hunting for something.
As he would. And I love that for him.
There's lots of bugs in my apartment right now. It wasn't a problem until recently.
Well, that's pretty good.
I had claimed that even though I lived in a basement, it wasn't bad for bugs. But I don't know. Something has happened.
I think a witch cursed you? Or...
I think a witch cursed me.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I think I just had a window open that had a broken screen. And enough flies came in that they have been like...
Now they live here.
They've been doing stuff. But also, I saw a big centipede.
Ew.
So we have to move. And also, there was a worm.
Oh, inside your
there
house?
There was a worm. Okay, so it was by the door.
Wait a second.
A fucking worm.
A worm?
It was by the door. And either someone, like, kicked it in as they were coming in, or there's, like, this weird little gap between... Like, our door doesn't go all the way to the ground.
I know, it's kind of scary.
Like, there's a little gap.
It's scary in a little bit. I never wanted to bring that up, but
and
it's
always, like,
a little scary.
It's like drafty if you walk by it in the winter. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, did the worm just like wiggle on through that into that gap? Because it's big enough for a worm.
It's perfect
so,
for a worm.
Annie was playing with the worm and I was like, what the fuck is that? What does he have?
And it was a worm all along.
And it was a worm. Joel was really freaked out. He was like, I went and like grabbed a napkin and like picked it up. He's like, don't touch it. What are you doing? I'm like,
no.
What am I supposed to do?
It's a worm. Just pick it up, Joel.
What do you want me to do with it? It's a worm. I just picked it up
part
and threw
of the
it outside.
Where you drag Joel for not wanting to touch the worm.
He doesn't listen.
I know. That's why we can drag.
He was like, why are you touching it? I'm like, what? Do you want me to leave it? What do you want me to do? There's a worm in our apartment. It was very unsettling. So I think a witch.
I think that's the perfect way to describe it. Worm in our apartment. Very unsettling.
You never
expect a worm to be inside.
How did the worm get inside? I'm like, the flies, the centipede.
Sure.
They
make their ways through the cracks and the crevices. But a worm?
I'm like, how did you get... Why is it...
It literally wormed its way into your home.
I've never seen an inside worm. Unless it's like in soil or something.
Worm.
Like, how did I get an inside worm?
You've seen worms in soil inside? I guess that could happen.
Yeah.
Like a big potting soil bag or something.
Yeah, sure. Like...
Sure, I could buy that.
They've gotten in here, but it was just like, it was just there.
It was just a naked worm.
But the cat was, he was playing with it. And I was very confused.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, I'm Carly.
Oh, and I'm Cecilia.
And this is not a podcast about worms.
No.
Though we fooled you, didn't we?
We did fool you.
Got him.
This is a podcast about my apartment and the exciting things that go on in here.
That's right. Honestly, maybe that should be a spinoff podcast. We could talk about that all day.
Apartment.
Yeah.
There's
just like the daily things that go on in here because there's way more than you'd think.
I'll just tell you what's going on in the apartment.
Perfect.
You know, the fridge is being loud.
It's being loud.
Turn
I loves
on
it.
Dishwasher and it would be really loud.
Mm-hmm.
Could turn on the washing machine and it would be really loud.
We love
I have it
sights
all,
and sounds.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Listen to that. I have a dishwasher. I have a washer dryer.
Wow, fancy. Okay.
I'm bougie in here.
All right, you live in a basement apartment and you have amenities.
I do. I have a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I have worms apparently.
You have at least one worm.
And not like weird kinds of worms. Like it was an earthworm.
Yeah, like a regular worm.
It was like a worm you found in the dirt.
Yeah.
And it was not in the dirt. It was on my floor.
Like, how to eat fried worms kind of worm. Yeah, I hear you. Well, this is a podcast not about worms, but about ghosts.
Yes.
And how they're everywhere. This is ghosts are everywhere.
Worms are everywhere.
Welcome to it. I mean, at this point, it sounds like maybe
why
they
not?
Might be.
Apparently, they're
apparently,
all over.
We love to learn, and we love to be a little scared about it also.
So we're here. Mm-hmm. We are.
That's right.
We've got candles. I dimmed mm-hmm. all the lights.
Yeah, it's very. The ambiance here is impeccable. Yeah,
it's very
yeah.
spooky. I got a spooky black cat. Yeah, chilling here.
Yeah, recording in person. Out. Yeah, can't be beat because of the hanging out. We got some and the
wine.
Vibes.
It's black cat mm-hmm. wine too.
Yeah, very appropriate.
Yeah.
Terribly appropriate.
Yep. We are yeah. so ready to be spooky.
That's right. I mean, it's who we are mm. at the end of the day. So who are we to deprive the world of our true selves?
The weather is cooling down.
Yes.
It's becoming spooky season.
Yeah,
slowly.
I'm wearing a jumpsuit that has long pant parts and long arm parts.
Oh, I have to show you a guy that I got in Wisconsin.
Ooh, oh, that's right. Yeah, our listeners will remember you were away. You talked about that on the last episode. Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin.
I'll show you two guys. One is more podcast related than the other.
Great. You can show them both.
You can judge. So this one's the
I'd love to judge.
Not as podcast related one. I can post photos of my guys.
You have to post so these this little one guys.
Is, he's a mouse.
Yeah.
He's got a cheese on his head.
And he says Wisconsin, and he has Wisconsin across on his little, on little his, stomach belly.
So he has a front outfit.
Front onesie.
It's a front onesie, but it's not.
There's nothing for the back. The back, he's just all
it
almost.
So he was in a cheese shop in what was the name of the town? In Arena, Wisconsin.
Wow.
So shout he's out wearing to that Arena, classic. Wisconsin.
He's wearing if that you're classic.
From there, good for you. It's like a population of like 300 people.
If my gosh, if you're from there, how did you find this podcast? That's amazing. I'm so happy for you.
If you work in the cheese shop, there are some nice people in the cheese shop.
Shout out to the cheese shop.
And they sold me this mouse.
Yeah, the mouse that has that classic Wisconsin cheese hat cheese on. Head. And it's so good. Got, cheese head.
Count.
he's perfect.
He cost me $2 American.
Oh my god, that's all he cost you?
Yeah.
He's holding up a Beanie Baby. That's Dracula. in case you weren't sure. He's holding up TY with the tag. Beanie Baby original.
His date of birth is November 8th, 2003.
Oh my god. Oh my god, he's young.
He's young. He's 20. He's almost 20.
Oh my god. He's not even legal in the States
yet. No, couldn't drink. I couldn't take him out to drink. Oh my gosh.
You can't hear. Yeah, give him a sip of your wine.
When the Halloween fun ends, I like to gather with my friends. Into a pile, we'll put our sweets so we can count up all our treats.
Oh, he's so cute.
He's the count. I found him at a little antique shop in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Wow, he's perfect. They're both I like them together. They're a very unlikely pair.
Yeah, but they're best friends.
You can tell. I can see the love in their eyes dripping from the fangs in his mouth.
They're in love. They both have big teeth.
They have... Oh my god, that's what brings them together. The big teeth crew.
They could talk about their big-ass teeth.
Yeah, how much money they spend at the dentist. A lot. You'd be surprised.
But those are new pals of the pod.
Wow. Welcome. Welcome, friends. Thank you for joining us. We love you, and we're happy to have you.
Count and Cheesehead.
Count and Cheesehead. Wow. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're counting the Cheeseheads. Like, one, two.
Count Cheese. Count Cheese-ula.
Count Cheese-ula. Wow. Good for them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love them. That's so funny.
So that's my update that I didn't bring to the pod last week.
Wow. Because we're holding on to it for a special in-person reveal.
Yeah. I had to tell you about my ghosts, but now mm-hmm. I'm telling you about my new friends.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. We love a slow reveal.
Yeah. So one's a Beanie Baby and the other is a stuffed mouse.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, might as well be. They're the same size. Yeah, they're perfectly. Yeah, you can picture a Beanie Baby. You can picture the size of Cheesehead over here.
This mouse is really soft.
Let me see. Whoa! I was not expecting
that.
He's
so soft.
He's softer than a Beanie Baby. Big time.
He's so much softer. The Beanie Baby is Beanie Baby.
Beanie Baby feeling.
Textured.
Yeah.
This guy's so soft.
He's like a good microfiber, but even better. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could make that.
No, you can.
Oh my gosh. They can make it right in Wisconsin.
They can make it in Wisconsin.
Wow, Wisconsin's really coming up.
Wisconsin's on it.
Wow. Shout out to Wisconsin. Thank you for your work.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you for your work. Thank you for your love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Wild. Something I have felt the need to bring up on the podcast over the past couple weeks that I haven't is simple and small, but it's that I've started rewatching because it's not yet spooky season, though we all know that it is, you know, how that forever debate. I was looking for a new TV show to watch, and I decided to revisit not new TV show to watch instead, actually. Everyone else out here was, like, you know, starting to rewatch Gilmore Girls and stuff like that.
That is the time.
Yeah, and I thought, what if I watched The Vampire Diaries?
Oh my god. That is a choice.
So, I really made a bold choice, and honestly, I'm on season 5.
Good.
It's nostalgic.
Okay.
It's I watched it for the first time when we were in university. Okay. When we were in second year. Mm-hmm. So basically, after it, like, I think it is either right after it stopped airing or right as it was ending, or like, it wasn't that relevant when I watched it. Let's be honest. I didn't watch it close to the beginning or anything. I watched it like as it was maybe winding down.
Yeah.
And I've gotta say, it's been really delightful.
Yeah.
It's because it gives that, like, small town America fall vibe all season long. And there's vampires. But then it gets really, like, CW and they go off the deep end, which is honestly very delightful, but also really wild. So it's been a roller coaster ride. I know I've seen this show before, but it's like I'm watching it for the first time.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't have told you anything that happened.
Did you just watch it, like, on your laptop, like, in your dorm room?
For sure.
Like, that sort of vibe.
Yeah, well, in our first apartment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just watched it for sure by myself when I should have been studying. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I guess I retained nothing because I'm watching it. I was like, I don't remember any of this. But this was, like, even when I was watching the first season, I was like, I know I watched this for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't remember at what point I stopped watching it. I don't know if I've watched it all the way through. I still haven't gotten to a point where I remember stopping.
Yeah.
Or feel like I'm watching it for the first time. Because I felt like this whole time I've been watching it for the first time.
So. You don't recall anything.
Yeah. If a judge asked me, I can't recall.
That's me rewatching anything. Yeah. Unless it's something that I've, like, actively watched, like, a few times or watched recently. Like, we've been watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh my god, the best.
And there's some things that I'm very much like, oh yeah, I know, it's gonna happen here. But
I have that too.
It is often, like, I'll remember just, like, bits.
Yeah.
Like, we were watching a really good one. Oh, we were watching Mac and Charlie Die.
Oh yeah.
And it's so funny.
It's funny, yeah.
It's like, it's a two-part thing, but the first part I was like dying. But, like, most of it I hadn't remembered, but there's one part where they, like, they're going to fake their death, so they get in the car, they're going to jump out before they run into the wall, but he just, like, drives right into the wall and doesn't jump out, so, and, like, as soon as they get in the car, like, Joel had been like, oh, do you remember this? Oh, this is a good one, I remember this episode, and I'm like, I don't remember, as they got in the car, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember exactly what they're gonna do here,
right?
Like, there's a few moments like that, or there was one episode where they, like, go to a Korean restaurant to, like, infiltrate it, because they're trying to, like, get their beer recipe, and Charlie, like, looks at a door that's marked private, and he said, well, there's that door that's marked pirate, do you think a pirate lives pirate there? And I thought that was so funny. Yeah. But I, like, as soon as I got to the bar and sat down, I was like, oh, he's gonna say the pirate thing, because, like, oh, I think pirate. That's really funny, and I remember this, like, bar setting and him saying that. So it's just, like, little bits that I'll, like, remember if I, like, if they really crack me up.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm like, I don't fucking know what's happening in this episode.
Yeah, I would say when I rewatched that earlier this year, I felt the same way. Mm-hmm. I only could remember bits that I enjoyed. I couldn't remember plot lines to save my life. Mm-mm. And I also think that that's not important.
It'll, like, absolutely not for that show, no.
It's like that Seinfeld thing of, it doesn't go anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's the same every day.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so funny. Except, like,
driving into the wall is so funny.
It's so good. Yeah. Yeah. It's a... Yeah, that's such a funny one. It's kind of similar to Vampire Diaries in that, like, nothing ever happens because everyone stays the same. But through the course of a bunch of seasons, you actually realize they did change very gradually. But, like, it still is, like, the same formula of, like, nonsense, which is, it was pretty delightful. Oh, my gosh. It's Always Sunny. It's such a good one. I want to, it's, like, 13 seasons. I just rewatched it all. I can't watch it again.
I just redid it
in the spring. I'm sure I mentioned it here. So I really want to do it again, but it's so good.
Yeah. That's, like, the other one that I'll just, like, throw on is, like, always am kind of watching Arrested Development.
Oh, me also. It's my falling asleep show. Yeah. That and 30 Rock. Yeah. I'm constantly watching those ones.
Well, the one that I'm watching just kind of like, I'll throw on when I'm by myself. The one that I throw on when I'm with Joel is, sure, It's Always Sunny. But the one that I'll throw on when I'm with myself is I'm watching The Golden Girls.
Oh, my God. Thank you for being a friend. It's so good. It's so good. They're so goofy.
They're so good.
They're just full of nonsense. Mm. I love them.
There was an episode where Rose gets a dog, and just the beginning of the episode is like her and like these dogs are like running through the apartment, and she's like, "Thanks for visiting and bringing the kids," and it's so funny. I'm cracked up. Oh. And it's like a dog and some puppies just like running through. It's like, wow.
Wow, we love comedy.
I love Betty White and a puppy.
I mean, what else do you want? Mm. What else do you want? The original Sue Ann Nivens. What a gal.
Love her.
She's been funny forever. Mm-hmm. R.I.P. to a real one. Mm-hmm. Wow. We love.
Do you want to tell me a ghost story?
I mean, I could keep talking to y'all about other things. Yeah, I do want to tell you a ghost story, actually. Oh, yeah. So today is a bit of a choose-your-own-adventure. In that I am telling a story that Cecilia probably hasn't heard before. I definitely hasn't heard from me. And she doesn't know anything about it. And it could be anywhere, anywhen. Usually it has to do with ghosts. Almost always it has to do with ghosts. Today, mine certainly has to do with ghosts.
Certainly.
And I'm doing a place, I think even a country we might not have even... We've never done it as a theme.
Okay.
You and I might have ventured into it solo-wise through the years, but not very much if we have touched on it at all. And the country is the country of Scotland.
Oh, I...
Scotland, the thistle. Not the shamrock, the thistle. Scotland.
Scotland.
Scotland the brave. Hello to Scotland.
Hi.
Sorry for that. yeah, I decided to do a little bit of a Scottish story today because I'll tell you why in a bit. I get into it in my story. I wrote it down. So today, I'm not even going to tell you what it is.
Carly's
I'm just going to jump right
Carly's
in.
Carly's stretching. I'm doing a bit of She's aerobics, preparing.
Moving my arms about.
She is lounging. She's fully like stretched out on the couch.
Maybe like one of your French girl style. Yeah. Except now I'm stretching like it's aerobics.
Except instead of being naked in like a sexy robe, she's wearing like a jumpsuit.
Yeah. Earlier today, I looked at my reflection in the mirror and I was wearing a baseball cap and I really looked like an extra from A League of Their Own.
Oh my God,
yeah. In this outfit.
Is that like a pink jumpsuit on?
Yeah, it's like a pink, like vintage almost looking jumpsuit. Yeah. And then the baseball hat. And I was like, I'm giving.
The vibe.
I was like, pass me a baseball glove from the 40s, babe. And you got... I was like, maybe Halloween, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. But that's not what I've come here to talk to you about today, surprisingly.
No baseball?
No baseball,
no
baby.
Scottish baseball?
No Scottish baseball, surprisingly not. I've come to talk about some ghosts.
Okay.
Specifically,
interesting,
some of the ghosts of Clan MacLean. So, something I've learned in recent years is that some of my family roots are Scottish. This is something I didn't know at all. I knew growing up I was British. I knew growing up I was Italian.
Did you do like a 23andMe?
I didn't do 23andMe, but I did do a bunch of research because of who I am as a person, but also because of the theater I've been making in the past few years that like had to do with family ties and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Not a 23andMe situation, but more of a like research ancestry.
Yes.
Ancestry.com situation. Mm-hmm. Not sponsored, though really don't mind it to be. Reach out to us at Ancestry Team. So, my great grandmother's great grandfather was born in Perth, Scotland.
Okay.
And his name was Captain James MacLean.
Oh, a captain.
A captain in the family. Okay.
I don't know if I have any captains in my family.
Oh, I have a captain in my family. Oh, he's okay. Pretty iconic in some ways.
I just assume my whole background is like farmers and maybe like Irish indentured servants.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think we got, much
you ain't
above
got
that.
No captains.
I don't think so.
I have some real leaders in my lineage.
I'm just assuming I don't. Yeah. I might be doing them a disservice, but I think just like as far back as I could see, it's a lot of farms.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, same. Mm-hmm. However, he's
got a captain.
I got a captain. I got a captain.
You're one captain. Maybe some like priests and nuns too.
My mom's uncle was a mayor. You know, I got a couple of those in there, but that's about it. Yeah.
All right.
He was the mayor, but that's the other side of the family. No, this is my dad's family.
The like family history books that are from my like grandpa's side, where there's a lot of like. A lot of just farmers, and then like the interesting parts were like, this person was crushed by a tractor, this person drowned in the brook behind the farm.
I mean, those are pretty interesting facts, you know.
It's always just like grisly like farm death accidents. I'm like, okay,
harrowing tales from the farm.
This person became a priest. I'm like, all right.
Great. Neat. Harrowing tales good from job. The farm. So back to Captain James McLean.
Right.
His family, who actually I've been able to trace back by single members into the 1630s in under 10 minutes doing my research for this.
All right, ancestry.com.
I mean, the last name McLean was McLean, really giving.
The McLean.
Was giving.
Are they Mac, like McLean?
It's
like
the same, yeah.
M-A-C?
M-A-C, but our family spells it M-C.
Okay.
They're the same McLeans, yeah. though. You can spell it lots of ways.
It's just like, I know the Scottish are usually the MAC and then the Irish are the MC.
Sure. My MC is the Scottish kind, just, even though it's different spelling.
Because it's probably like they moved to Canada or America and like dropped it.
Yeah.
So, like, too much work to have an A in there.
It's too much work. There's also
Spelling is fake.
Spelling is totally fake. Mm-hmm. And also like, there's like families that spell it like M-A-C-L-A-I-N-E. Mm-hmm. Like there's all kinds of weird ways to spell this name. Mm-hmm. It's not the Irish kind. I originally thought maybe it was the Irish kind, and then I looked into it and it was the Scottish kind. I had hoped it was the Irish kind. Sorry, Scottish.
Sorry, family. Scotland.
Sorry, Scots. Sorry, my fellow Scots. Mm-hmm. They're going to come for me if I call myself a Scot.
Yeah, Carly's like, actually, I don't
want to be a Scot. No, I do. I'm very happy to be happy bee, Theseus, a renowned duke. I'm just happy. So yeah, I found in under 10 minutes, like all the way back to the 1630s, my family originates as Clan MacLean, which is one of the oldest Highland clans, whose motto, Cecilia, is Virtue Mine Honor, which, right. Come on, that's a storybook. Okay. That's a storybook.
Right.
Virtue is my honor? Yeah. Get out of here. That's iconic.
I don't know what that means.
It means like, virtue is my honor. Like they really value.
They like virtue?
Like virtues.
What's virtue?
It sounds there's like different kinds of virtues.
I feel like virtue sounds like being like pure.
Oh, I don't think it means that.
Okay, that's what it feels.
No, no,
that's
I think how it feels like, to me. I think it's like being principled is my understanding of it.
Okay, virtue.
Yeah, like being virtuous is being like full of principle.
It feels
and like
very religious honorific. To me. Like I'm virtuous. I'm
chaste.
I'm chaste. Yeah.
Ew. Google it. Google virtue is my honor and see what it says.
Okay.
Now I'm scared. Now I'm scared if I like it or not.
Also, while I'm Googling it, my ancestry.com, which I can't, I haven't like.
Been on it?
I haven't been on it or dived in, but someone who I recently found out could be related to me is Sinead O'Connor. Her
get out of here.
Mom was an O'Grady.
My
her mom was shitty.
Yeah,
but she was an O'Grady. So really,
whoa,
runs in the family.
my aunt would lose her mind if you're actually related
my dad
to
told
O'Connor.
Me. I was like, what the fuck?
That's wild.
Oh my god. So that's fun. Maybe she's related to me. She's fucking cool.
She's so cool. R.I.P. big time to that
right?
one. We
honestly,
love Sinead O'Connor.
Really hit me. Yeah. Like, those things don't really hit me often, but I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, because she's also was one you're like, we had more time.
Damn, I know. Yeah. And I'd also kind of like been in a like listening to her music like kind of recently.
You're
like,
you're in the zone of it.
Like,
I'm
in it.
Wow. Love her.
Okay, so virtue.
Yeah, virtue mine honor.
I'm looking at something that might be a spoiler.
It's okay. Let us know. I'll cut it if it's a spoiler.
No, I'm just. It's like a website of a place.
Oh, well, don't look up a place. Look up clan.
No,
McLean.
But I'm not, like, looking in. I'm looking at what the clan motto.
Okay. Virtue, mine, honor. It's, for, like.
translating it, what? Virtue, mine honor, translating as virtue is the mark of my honor. It doesn't tell me what it means. It's like a war cry.
Yeah, it's a motto. A lot of the clans didn't have mottos, and then they had mottos in their coat of arms, at least, but yeah.
What does virtue, mine honor really mean? From McLean's News.
Tell us.
Okay, because McLean's is like a Canadian...
Yeah, publication.
Yeah.
Magazine, if you will.
Oh, is this... Wait, this is a school.
Oh, great. Even better.
There's a McLean's school, I guess.
All right.
A motto that has stuck with McLean's College since the opening of the school.
Wow.
Virtue,
mine, honor. My lord. It's really giving my lord.
Meaning that at McLean's, okay, this is about
moral
excellence. That's not helpful.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it means. I can't.
Okay, well.
All of these websites are so vague that they're just like, it is the thing. It was a war cry. Doesn't tell me what it means.
Yeah, that in my like light research around virtue, mine, honor, I also came across that. And that's why
it just feels like words that I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know
a bunch of buzzwords strung together.
Virtue, honor, sure. Good for you. What does virtue mean? Okay, virtue. Virtue signaling. virtue is behavior showing high moral standards. It just feels very...
You think it's a little bit too religious is how you're going with it.
It feels very hoity-toity. Or being like, I'm good and... moral excellence. I'm good and moral. I don't know. I'm not vibing with it.
I mean, I vibe with it because I am hoity-toity. No, I think for me, it feels very like virtue is my honor. Like, it's my honor to serve people with goodness and virtue and like honesty. Honesty is a virtue. Like, there's like the seven virtues. I know that's a church thing, but like, there's like different virtues.
The seven deadly sins.
Also that. Hot.
Sin is my honor.
Sin is my honor. Maybe that's that would be our. Should Ghost River have a coat of arms, and should that be our motto?
Sin is our honor. I remembered that the O'Grady motto was kind of funny, but I couldn't remember why, so I just looked it up again, and it's wounded, not conquered.
Why is that giving O'Grady all day though? See, that's the difference between our families.
It's like, it's very Irish. It's like, you fucked us up, but we're still vibing.
But we're still just eating the potato. It's
like, we're here, but we're fucked.
Whereas my Highland clan is like, virtue, mine honor.
You can't actually get us. We're...
we're tricky.
We're beat up, but... Also, that, I don't know, I like it more because I get it. I'm like, wounded, not conquered? I understand what that means.
Yeah.
Virtue is mine honor?
Well, I get virtue is mine honor.
Shut the fuck up.
Celia is a cultural critic. Okay, everybody, my Scottish brethren, she's coming for us.
Yeah, this is the Irish-Scottish feud.
This is the Irish-Scottish feud brewing for 5 years that you've been waiting to hear about.
It's finally
we didn't know was brewing until right
now. We knew the like, Irish-Italian feud was brewing. We didn't know that there was the Scottish undertones to deal with.
Now it's it makes sense why there was so much fuel on the fire.
We knew I hated the English part of you, but now we're fighting with the Scots.
That's right. Yeah, so much infighting on this side of the table. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we know. Clan McLean, virtue, mine, honor. Trying to set up the clan, okay? Yeah. We're legit. We are Highland
You're
clan.
Real.
It's real and it's
You're
a thing.
You're virtuous.
It's mine honor.
Yeah.
Okay? So my branch of the McLeans were from Duart Castle. A huge family group that is a strong thread in the tapestry that is Scotland's history. Okay. McLeans have histories of conflict with the McKinnons, the Camerons, the McDonalds. Shout out to Cameron McDonald.
Ronald McDonald?
You should ask Cameron McDonald if he's related.
You said the Camerons and the McDonalds.
I know.
It's both of him.
Oh my goodness. Uh-huh. Call the pod. Cameron McDonald. Shut up. And the Campbells. Classic.
Oh, soup.
Everybody be fighting the soup, babe. The clan also supported the Jacobite Rising. Woo-woo-woo, of 1715. Happy to hear. The clan's chief of the time, then being exiled to France. I just left this in because this is interesting to us. Where he founded the first Grand Lodge of the Freemasons in Paris.
Interesting. Interesting. Wait, the Freemasons were founded in Paris?
I don't think they were founded in Paris, but the first lodge Paris.
Oh, that makes more
was
sense.
Was by
okay.
the okay. exile chief
I understand.
McLean.
I was like, yeah. I don't know. That doesn't McLean. Track.
You're like, no, no, no.
I
bench.
Don't think the Freemasons are from France.
No, no. But the first lodge in France, in Paris, in gay Paris, is thanks to me.
Oh, you specifically.
Yeah, me specifically.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you for
welcome.
Your work.
I do what I can. I try to please the people. Mm-hmm. Try to bring them their secret societies, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So McLean's also fought and died at Culloden. They've been everywhere. Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
Good for them.
Yeah, right? Now, more about Duart Castle, mm-hmm. which I think I'm saying right.
Duart?
D-U-A-R-T.
Duart?
Duart.
Or Duart? Duart.
Duart.
Let's
oh
ask the
no!
Internet. We're gonna. Ask.
I looked up so many Scottish things, but that's the one thing I didn't look up, and it comes
Duart
up so much.
Castle.
Is it Duart or Duart?
There's a Duart, Ontario.
It's D-U-A-R-T. Do I have to apologize to my Scottish
pronunciation?
Brethren?
How do you say it? Okay, Duart.
Duart. That's what I said.
Duart. Wait.
What did I say? Duart? No, I said Duart. I said Duart Castle. I'm gaslighting. I'm scared. I don't know what I said now.
Duart.
Yeah,
oh,
Duart Castle.
Job. Okay.
Oh. See you. Okay.
Duart.
See?
She's got
shout
it.
Shout out to my people, my family.
I'm yeah. Irish, I don't know.
they could not do me wrong. Wow. Now, more about Duart Castle. It's the historic seat of the clan's chiefs and is located atop a hill.
Cute.
A hill on the Isle of Mull. On a high crag at the end of the peninsula, which juts out into the Sound of Mull.
The and big rock over the water.
Yeah, it's giving, I'm the big boss of the water, you know?
I'm the king of the castle.
Yeah, literally giving king of the castle. Mm-hmm. It commands the waterways between Mull and the mainland and is a strong defense position.
Is this a big island?
The Isle of Mull?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Scotland. None of them are big.
A little island.
I mean, like it's got a name.
It does.
So
just because it has a name doesn't mean it's very big.
I mean, it's not small, but it's not. I mean, it's like it's Scotland. None of them are big. I don't
island
know. Like what is big? How does
I
you know an
know.
Island is big?
Is it a city? Oh, it's cute.
It's really cute. Yeah.
We could fly there. Oh,
okay.
We have to fly to Glasgow.
Well, then let's do it.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it's like one of the bigger ones. It's not, but like, what is big, I guess, is my question.
I don't know. It's not
we
like
live in Canada, dude. Like, that's
it's
big.
It's got a population of 2,000.
Yeah.
As of 2001. They haven't checked since then.
They don't need to.
It's the fourth largest island in Scotland and Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's cute.
I know. It's my people. This is my Scottish people.
Island. It's not huge.
No, it's not huge.
But it's
but
substantial.
Also, but our idea of huge is we live in Canada.
I'm more comparing it to like, okay, is it just like a castle? Is it just an island that's all castle?
Oh,
or
no,
is
no.
it like a town?
No, no. It's like a place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People live there.
It's like a real place with more than one castle.
It has
even.
Like colorful little houses.
Yeah. It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
So the castle that I'm talking about, Duart Castle, dates back to the 13th century, most likely built by the MacDougalls, then became home of the MacLeans a century later, though there has been fortification in the area since prehistoric times, which was then timber and now stone since the MacLean got there. So, Charlotte York MacDougall, get wrecked, girl. That's all I
get
have to say.
Wrecked.
Yeah,
the town is giving very much why can't I oh, the original Wicker Man.
I love that. That's true.
That's what I'm getting.
I haven't thought about that. I was wondering why it felt like familiar. I thought maybe because I was like, that's where
more
people
colorful
are.
But like it's like a little like
bit spooky in that way.
British town. It's Scottish, but it's
don't
like
say it's British. It's Scottish.
I'm just, I mean, it is British. But
don't tell the Scots that, Cecilia.
It's got that. Tread it's lightly. Got that vibe.
Yeah, it totally has that vibe. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that movie.
It's a good movie.
That's a good movie, man.
Good
That's
movie.
Scary.
There are multiple one. Little towns. Well, this town is not a town. This town is rocks.
Yes, that's true. That's correct. The walls of the stone keep, original stone keep of Duart Castle, just to give an idea, was 3 meters thick. So it was a home, built as a home, sure, but it was pretty much ready for war first, right? Because of its, like, position and the choice of space and all of that. Like, it was built as a, like, stronghold keep, mm-hmm. you know?
There's, it's like, not, like, a country home.
No, no. There's, like, you know, fancy castles, and then there's, like, castles that are built, like, you know, beefy boys. This is a beefy boy castle.
I feel like most castles are built like beefy boys, and some just look fancier.
That's pretty true. I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the wildest battles a place can see are not the ones that they're prepared for. They're the ones that happen between the people who share their lives beneath its roof. Ooh. In the 1520s, Lachlan Cadenac of Duart married Margaret Campbell, allying the forever feuding families of the MacLeans and the Campbells.
I didn't think they liked each other.
They don't, but they allied them.
That's classic royalty, though.
Yeah, it's really classic.
Are they royalty, or are they, they're like clan?
Clansmen.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, clansmen.
Clansmen.
Clansmen. They're giving clan. They're not giving that kind of clan. They're giving Highland clan.
Okay.
Okay. We're not
OG clan.
With a C.
Clan with a C.
Clan with a C. Let's be clear.
Clan as it was, not as it has become.
Correct. It's the 1520s.
Yeah. I mean, they were probably racist, but also they probably had never met someone who wasn't Scottish.
100%. They live on the Isle of Mull.
They know some English people. Maybe an Irish person.
Yeah, maybe they've met an Irishman or two, but, you know, they live in Scotland.
They're probably racist against them.
That's right. They're just like, you know, hanging out, holding land, mm-hmm. and doing what they do.
Being fancy in their castle.
Being where they are. Like, this was the time when people didn't have last names, really, unless they, like, really had last names, you know? Like, the only reason these people have last names is because they were part of, you know...
They were part of the clan.
The clan.
This castle's cool.
It's cool, I know.
I love the, like, Scottish landscape.
I know.
It looks so fucking cool.
The heather? Get out of here.
It's so Wuthering Heights.
I know.
But this was also, like, an island, mm-hmm. so it's, like, even cooler.
We have to go to Scotland, I think.
We do have to go
to Scotland. This is really what this story is a vehicle for, is for me to try to convince you that we need to go to Scotland.
It's so cool that it's on a big-ass cliff.
I know. It's very dreamy and cool and spooky also.
Yeah. Also, a lot of these pictures are, like, I mean, it's Scotland, so a lot of these pictures are just, like, cloudy and dreary. Mm-hmm.
The weather. I would go right for that weather immediately.
There's also like big ass hills behind it. So
mm-hmm.
it
looks really it's very cool. picturesque. It's very picturesque.
Picturesque.
It's quite picture Shrek.
Picture Shreks.
So
Shrek, famous Scott.
Famous Scott Shrek. So our boy Lachlan, mm-hmm. he's a MacLean, Margaret Campbell, allied the families, got married. Those crazy kids allied the families. However, their union proved a problem.
Yeah, they probably did not like each other.
Yeah, maybe. It definitely... Maybe.
Had they never met before they got married? Were they 12?
I mean, I think they were, like, regular. And regular. And not child bride. I think regular bride. Mm-hmm. But probably not much more than that. Mm-hmm.
They were not child brides. They were 16.
That's probably... He's 15, 20. That's middle age, man.
She was 16 and he was 22.
Yeah, probably.
That's my guess.
It was a childless. It was childless. That's all. I don't know why I added that. Their union, childless.
That cannot happen. That's a big problem.
I know. That's why they had a problem.
They have to continue the family name.
I know.
Did he divorce her? Did he behead her?
Well...
Did he throw her in the ocean?
Get ready.
Okay.
Lachlan.
Did he break her in?
No, he didn't break her in. I'll give you that. He didn't break her in. He did something almost equally as interesting. Lachlan, being a dumb man, of course, blamed his wife for his heirless life.
Yeah, it's her fault.
That's right. He said
she could not produce an heir. It's her fault.
I know. It takes one to tango.
Yeah.
We know this to be true.
It's definitely her fault.
It's only her fault.
She couldn't even produce a girl baby.
I know. None babies.
Oh my God.
None babies. And so he was like,
what is
my wife?
What is the use of her?
She's useless.
She's doing it on purpose for sure.
Probably. So maybe they did hate each other, but that's besides the point. So If they didn't hate each other before, they definitely probably hate each other now, because he chained her to a rock in the channel so that when the tide came in, it would drown her.
Oh, that's it fucking drown rude. Her. Just, like, kick her out. Just, like, divorce her. Back then, you could, like, even if you were super, like, religious, you could divorce on grounds of, like...
Being barren.
Being, like, I don't know. People, they were all, like, related to each other, but they could, like, divorce on grounds of being related to each other. That's and true. Then marry someone else that was related to them.
Yeah.
Although these two don't sound like they were related to each other.
No, they were definitely not related to each other. At least, like, by first glance, you know? Yeah. Well, she's chained to the rock.
That's fucking rude.
And get this, though. A passing fisherman heard her cries and rescued her.
Oh, that's so dramatic. Did they get together and get married?
And fall in love? In the movie version, for sure. Okay. In the movie version that we're writing, yeah. 100%.
He's a hot fisherman, comes and picks her up.
Yeah, he's strong. He's got those arms, those fisherman arms. Hell yeah.
Got an anchor tattoo.
Yeah, he's a sailor.
What
man.
Year is it?
It's 1520.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Lachlan, speaking of the devil, returned to the castle's
literal devil,
returned to the castle's great hall, only to find his wife sitting calmly, like nothing had happened. I know, she really got it.
She's like,
she had the last laugh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting what you just did to me.
And fairly, I'd say, the Campbells took revenge on behalf of their gal Margaret. Mm-hmm. And in 1527, they murdered Lachlan in his bed.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Maggie.
Yeah, Maggie called on the Campbells and they said...
He's like, hey, fam, he tried to drown me.
Truly.
Can you do something about this? This guy sucks.
So the place where Margaret was chained can still be seen, Cecilia. Mm-hmm. And it can still be seen offshore. And it's now called Ladies Rock.
All right.
Which is so crazy. And I got a lot of my information today from DuartCastle.com, Wikipedia, BritainExpress.com, AdequateTravel.com, DSL.ac.uk, ScotsMagazine.com, and ScotlandShop.com. So it's not just their story that is tumultuous surrounding Duart Castle.
But she doesn't have the place because she didn't die.
She didn't die.
Good for her.
But she was very dramatic. And the rock is still there.
We love her.
Lots of tumultuous events beyond that have also contributed to the spooky vibes of Duart Castle. Mm-hmm. Like when the castle surrendered from to Cromwell's army in 1653, only for a storm to drive away the navy and sink two ships.
From whose army?
Cromwell.
Oh, yeah, he sucked.
Yeah, Cromwell was like, I'm here. And we then a freaking swarm of clouds and storm came in and sank two of his ships and scared the rest of them away. I know. That was pretty great.
We hear at Ghosts Are Everywhere hate. Cromwell.
Yeah, we were taking a really strong stance.
I am.
Yeah. I mean, silly. These people know us. They know we hate Cromwell. It's not news.
I just thought I would say something about it. Just in case they didn't know.
In case they don't know Cromwell.
In case there's any new listeners we hate. Mm-hmm. Oliver Cromwell.
Yeah. And also in case that only Cromwells they know are the ones from Halloween Town. We love the Halloween Town Cromwells.
I've never seen Halloween Town, so I abstain. I hate all Cromwells.
Oh,
death to all Cromwell.
Oh, poor Debbie. We love the Cromwells. We love Agatha Cromwell.
Debbie.
We love Agatha Cromwell big time, but not Cromwell, not the Cromwell,
not Oliver Mr. Cromwell. Cromwell.
Yeah, not to be confused.
Yeah, we do not stand
different Cromwells.
No, but don't
that's
like
great. Mm-mm. In 1691, the castle fell finally. Then in 1745, during the Jacobite Rising, it was garrisoned by royal troops. Boo. When they left, they burned the castle to the ground.
Fucking rude.
So that it couldn't be held against the king. Yeah.
So was it rebuilt after that?
Yes. Because you've seen it. You've seen
I've
pictures
seen it.
It.
Yeah. I looked at pictures. It's there.
I'm just trying to see when I talk about it. Give me a second.
Okay.
I know I talk about it. I just don't know when.
Because it looks old as hell, but you said that was 17 something?
It was, they burned it in, after the Jacobite uprising in 1740s.
It looks like it could have been built after that.
Let me see. Oh, maybe we don't talk about it.
No, it's burned down, it's gone.
It's gone forever. No, I can I know about it.
It definitely is there.
Wait, I have three more pages.
Oh my god, okay.
After that. Maybe I don't talk about it. I really thought I did. Maybe you don't. Okay, so, well, maybe I thought I would get back to it, but I don't. But I'll talk about it now in case I don't. And if I do, I'll cut it later. So, yeah, they did rebuild it. Mm-hmm. It was purchased in 1911 by a McLean, and then it was restored. And it's continuously been restored
So, was it the vibrator? It was, like, a big stone castle, but it was burnt, but just kind of, like, went to ruin and looked like shit kind of vibe?
Totally.
And then they restored it?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, yeah, it wasn't like they built it brick by brick back they up, didn't, but it had been burned, yeah.
They burned it, but it's, like, made of stone, so you can't, like, burn it to the ground.
Yeah, unless
like
you have a wrecking ball. Like, a wood
structure.
Yeah, yeah, they just kind of, like, made it unusable, right?
They fucked it up.
Yeah, the goal was to make it so that they couldn't then hold it, to fight the, you know. The Bonnie Prince Charlie couldn't use it, you know?
No.
So, anyways. Oh, we love. I love being Scottish. I love my new Scottish life. Okay. I told my dad today.
Carly is 1/18th Scottish.
I will milk that to shit, man. I will totally do it. Because it's so funny.
Oh, it was really funny.
It's really funny, dude. Yeah. That's really funny. My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Literally not even 1/18th. You're like one, like...
Well, no, my great grandmother's great grandfather was born in Scotland. So what's that? My fifth great grandfather.
I don't know.
My great 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 grandmother's from Scotland.
I don't know how far back that is. That's
his kids had the last name McLean. My all the way up to my great grandmother's father, his middle name was McLean because of his mother's maiden name.
Okay. I don't know how to figure that out. I find it very confusing. You're like one...
It's too much math.
You're 1/18th Scottish. We're going to go with that.
I'm 1/64th Scottish. Yeah. That's, I'm going to go with that.
You're 1/100th Scottish.
1/100th. Hey.
It's real. It's valid.
Cecilia, when it's white people, it does count, okay?
It does. It's Scottish.
I'm sure there's people just as Scottish as I am calling themselves Scottish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. I love it. I ordered.
Oh no!
I ordered a notebook that is the McLean tartan. Okay. Anyways, I think it's delightful. I love tartan. Mm-hmm. If you looked at a sensible tartan,
it's nice.
It's so nice. My clan. There's clan McLean of Duart. So burned down. Spoiler alert: rebuilt. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I promise I'll get to the most famous ghost connected to Clan McLean, but before I do, we have to hear about one of Duart Castle's most infamous supernatural legends.
All right. Okay. Finally, the ghost.
I said, supernatural legends.
is there a vampire?
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Mm.
The Cursed Ursk of Duart.
The Cursed Ursk of Duart.
I'm not trying to do a voice, I'm just reading.
It's just so funny.
The cursed.
Wait, how do you do a Scottish accent?
The cursed Ursk of Duart. No, Irish.
I can't do a Scottish accent. Irish.
Scottish is hard.
How do you do like a. Because I feel like the way I said it when I was making fun of you. The way that I said it when I was making fun of you felt very Scandinavian.
It was totally like you were from Denmark. Yeah.
How does Scottish people? We were doing it.
that's pirates.
Yeah, but pirate accents are Scottish.
That's pirates. She just gives full pirates. Am I doing it?
Worst of worst.
The cursed Ursk of Duart. That's the real legend, Cecilia.
Tell me what the cursed Ursk of Worst.
You're the cursed Ursk of Worst. Okay. When the castle was first built. Oh, I'm reading it weird. Okay.
The first Ursk cursed of Worst. When the castle was first built.
Okay,
you sound like the Swedish chef.
I'm trying to read it regular. Okay.
When the castle was first built. What if we did an episode and we just did it on real fucked up accent? How consistent do you think we could be with it if we did like a really weird like?
I think we could be pretty consistent. If I'm going to be honest.
Chef accent.
We do an episode where it's just two Swedish chefs.
Oh my god, the Swedish chef special.
And we have to do stories from Sweden. The Swedish Chef special. Eat your heart out, the bear. This is the chef special.
It's the Swedish Chef special. Maybe. I find the Swedish Chef so funny.
The Swedish Chef is like your brand of comedy.
Oh my god.
It's always been your brand of comedy.
So fucking dumb. I'm like, yeah. Literally anything that's just like, I'm like, this is funny. This is comedy.
You're like pinnacle
fucking
comedy.
Nonsense. It's the peak of comedy.
Mm-hmm. If you had to pick one favorite Muppet, is it the Swedish Chef?
No. I mean, basic answer, but Kermit.
Yeah, he's a classic though.
And then I also really like Gonzo.
You are a Gonzo stan.
I'm a Gonzo stan.
I thought it would be between the Swedish Chef and Gonzo for you.
And I do love the Swedish Chef, and I do love Animal. Mm. Gonzo's so weird. Gonzo's just the rest so of them weird. Are animals, and then Gonzo is like, he's Gonzo.
He's Gonzo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's in love that's with fair. A chicken, and that's beautiful.
That's the best, and we love it for him. We love it for them, really.
Yeah.
Honestly, name a better duo.
Gonzo and his chicken wife.
They're perfect.
They're in love.
I know. They're perfect for each other. They're made for each other, truly.
Yeah.
In every way.
I also like Rizzo.
Oh, Rizzo's so good. He's such a silly guy.
Yeah. I love that duo, the Gonzo and Rizzo and the Christmas Carol.
Oh, they're really good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play off each other really well for puppets.
No, I've said this on the podcast before, but I do say that my favorite actor is Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy being green, so he does a really good job.
Yeah. No, my favorite actor is Kermit the Frog, and my favorite, if we're going to gender it, my favorite actress is Cher.
Yeah, it tracks for you, 100%. I'm not surprised in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You didn't ask my favorite Muppet.
Who's your favorite Muppet?
Miss
is
Piggy.
It Miss Piggy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, great. Let's
you also on. Look like Miss Piggy today.
Oh, me? Oh,
you look like Dressed Down Miss Piggy.
I am, because I am.
Because you're completely pink. You are naked, Miss Piggy.
Oh, Kermie. Miss Piggy is me every day. I just want her to be me every day, all day long.
Unhinged.
Absolutely unhinged. I mean, without the sexual violence, or the actual violence.
Or the actual violence.
Yeah, but I just
she
love her.
Is fucked.
I know.
The more I, as an adult, watch Muppets content, which I do a lot.
I do it a lot, yeah.
And Miss Piggy is...
unhinged.
She's got issues. Yeah, we were just watching Muppets Take Manhattan.
Oh,
and her whole
best.
Thing in that movie is that she...
Mm-hmm.
Her and Kermit are, like, a couple.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm gonna stay in Manhattan. And the whole group is like, we're gonna go, actually. And he's like, hey, are you gonna stay? And she's like...
No.
Just because she's like, you didn't ask me to stay, so I'm gonna go. But she actually stays and stalks him.
But also,
she's a freak.
Stop calling me out like that.
But also, you would do that. It's like, hey Carly, do you want to do this? Or not even like, hey Carly, are you going to do this? Not, hey Carly, can you do this? Will you do this? Can you please do this? If it's Carly, are you going to do this? You're like,
because there's not an invitation.
There's not an invitation. I'm just going to fucking stalk you instead.
That feels way more reasonable.
Instead of just going along with something.
Yeah, because it's not an invitation.
You didn't invite me to stay with you in New York. So instead, I'm going to stay in New York without you knowing and hang out across the street from you and watch you hang out with your platonic female friend and assume that you guys are dating and freak out and break windows about it.
I mean, where it doesn't seem unreasonable to me. Pot kettle, okay? We understand. We get it. She's not that violent. Okay. There's a lot of things I wouldn't do that she does, but that drags. That's
that one. That one drags.
Yeah. She's not hurting Kermit. She's just weird. Okay?
Sometimes she hurts him.
The cursed nurse, good dirt. Get ready.
All right, that was our Muppet sidebar. We've had like half a glass of wine.
We can't talk about Muppets without talking about them. Can't do drive-by Muppet content in this podcast.
We have to get in-depth in the Muppets.
Yeah, okay. Back to the Swedish Chef.
Okay.
The cursed nurse,
good dirt. The cursed nurse, good dirt.
No.
The cursed nurse, good dirt. The cursed nurse?
The cursed nurse.
Ursk? What's an Ursk?
If you would let me tell the story, you'd know, okay?
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
When the castle was first built, an Orsk, a supernatural being similar to a fairy, possibly the offspring of unions between mortals and fairies.
Ooh, sexy.
Little guy. Was summoned by the MacLeans to protect the castle from harm. The Orisk was given three tasks. One, to guard the walls.
Oh, all right, different.
Two, to guard the keep.
Okay.
And three, to ward off any enemy should they try and take the castle.
What is a keep?
The keep is like the part where you live, like that the house part.
Yeah, all right.
Because like it's not attached to the outer walls. You know, the keep is it's the part on the inside.
Okay, yeah. I knew this at one point. I read books about castles.
I was gonna say you're a castle girly. You know,
I was a castle girly. Yeah. I got those like books of like those like history picture books of castles. You like
encyclopedia when I was, picture like, books? Eight. Yeah, I know.
Of course.
We know.
I got as many of those as I could.
I know. Things started off okay. Like most things. But the Orisk eventually became aggressive.
Are you getting that? Is the cheese mouse affecting you? Because you have a Wisconsin accent now.
I do.
You sound very Midwestern.
It's my regular voice. Maybe my true voice. They always talk about true voice and voice.
Yeah.
Maybe my true voice is I'm Wisconsin.
You sound very Midwestern.
Yeah. Oh, hi there. How are you doing?
I had a waitress ask me if I wanted. She said, do you want a box?
A box, yeah.
And I was like,
a box.
What? A what?
You're like, can you do that again?
My mom understood it, but I was like, a what?
That's so funny. A box. Well, there's honestly a lot of stuff in Ontarians that sound like very.
Oh, yeah. Like, they sound like very quite wide. Similar. They do have that extra thing of like, yeah, being like, box. They also, one time I went to an art gallery in Buffalo, and people in like Buffalo and Rochester and like kind of upstate New York also have a very similar accent. And we went to an art gallery and she's like, there's a pop art.
I think you said this on the podcast before.
Probably it's have so it good. Was
pop art,
like just baffling to me because I was like,
they're like, what? Pop pop what? Art. Oh, okay.
Pop art.
Yeah, and it's a little bit East Coast, too. They say things like car.
Yeah.
The car.
They have the extra little, like,
Yeah, it's really wide. Wide in the mouth.
Pepper. What? In a box?
Things started off okay. In Wisconsin.
In Scotland. Scotland.
Yeah. But the Orisk eventually became aggressive and out of control. The MacLeans had no choice but to banish it from the castle.
Did they put it on a rock in the water?
I mean, that's one way to get rid of it. Maybe it was a tradition. I don't think so, but maybe
family tradition.
Legend says that now a curse holds the castle.
A curse.
A warning.
That's how you say it. The cursed Erskineworsk.
Now you just sound like you're from Genovia, like Princess Diaries style.
I don't know how to say it. I don't know. I have seen the Princess Diaries.
It's a warning to visitors that should any harm come to the castle, one would receive the curse.
The curse.
So don't harm the castle, basically, is all they're saying.
Or you'd be cursed.
You'd be cursed from the Orisk.
I'm still doing an Irish accent.
I know you are. It's because that's who you are.
Cursed.
Some visitors to Duart Castle have reported eerie feelings, sightings of strange shadows, as well as the feelings of being watched. Some of that could be due to its long years of ruin. Since 1911, it has been continuously occupied and restored
but
by
it
the
was
chief
in
of
ruin.
Clan MacLean.
It was in ruin for a long time.
It was in ruin for a long time, yeah.
Okay.
Since the mid-17s till 1911.
All right.
It's so like 150.
Spooky.
160 years, yeah.
Okay. It was just the Orisk. Orisk?
Orisk.
How do you spell it?
U-R-I-S-K.
The Orisk was just hanging out there
Well, no, they were banished by that point.
Oh.
Remember? Because they got Cuckoo Banana Town.
But they put a curse on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a ghost, it's a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You said there were ghosts in the story.
I said, well, if you would just let me tell the story, maybe you would get some ghosts. This is interesting for you. Mm. It's been continuously lived in since 1911 and occupied by the chief of Clan MacLean. The chief still lives there. Mm. It was even featured in the Buffy comics.
Oh.
The Vampire Slayer comics. And now, but I promised a famous ghost.
Please, you said there's ghosts. So far, we've only had
a supernatural
rude dude.
Yeah,
and a curse.
Well, I'm giving you a ghost too. The holy trifecta.
Thank you.
On traditionally MacLean lands, south of Duard Castle and closer to Moy Castle, another MacLean castle. You can bear witness to a specter so famous, it is included in a stanza of Sir Walter Scott's 1810 poem, The Lady of the Lake.
Mm.
It goes like this. Sounds, too, had come in midnight blast of charging steed careering last along Bentala's shingly side where mortal horsemen ne'er might ride. This is the tale of the Headless Horseman.
What?
Scottish version!
What?
Baby!
What? Wow, Americans never have a new idea.
No, they're never original. It's okay. It's okay. We've done the Sleepy Hollow Headless Horseman.
Yes, we have.
On
we've
the
talked
podcast.
About him.
Now it's time for the Scottish we've Headless Horseman.
We've talked about old Ichabod.
That's right, Ichabod Crane.
Mm.
Buckle down, Ichabod. Sit down. It's time for the original.
This is Ichabod McCrane.
Yeah. Ichabod McLean. That would have been way better if his name was Ichabod. In 1538, Ewan of the Littlehead.
Fucking Ewan.
Ewan
of course.
Of the Littlehead.
Ewan.
Got married. Yay. We love a wedding. Yeah. He was the only son and heir of the MacLeans of Lochbuy, and he married a daughter of MacDougall of Lorne, who is said to have been a greedy and ambitious wife.
Good.
I mean, we stand, kind of, you know? Ewan and his wife lived in the heart of Glenmore, but they were unhappy. Some say his wife nagged him, unimpressed with the land his father had gifted them. Whatever.
Sure.
We love the story being told by a man.
She wasn't impressed with his tracts of land.
Yeah, so she said, get more. Urged by his wife, Ewan demanded more from his father.
Mm-hmm.
More land, and his father refused.
Mm-hmm.
Torn between his wife and his father, Ewan threatened to take the land by force. Tempers raged, and father and son called upon their respective followers to prepare a fight. His bluff was called. He said, I'll fight you, Dad. His
I'll
dad
beat
said,
you.
Bet.
And you can't tell me what to do, Dad. I'll fight you. Watch, this guy's like also like 18.
He can't even shave. He doesn't even grow a beard yet.
She's a big nag, but she's 14 years old, and she's like, I don't think this is enough land. Actually, my friend Grace, she has so much more land. Husband came with like so many more hectares than you. And I think we need to have more than them because we're way better.
We're way cooler and way smarter.
We're
and
way
our
cooler.
Last name is MacLean.
Yeah. That's a big deal around here. So I think that you should get more land from your daddy.
Yeah. She's like, I was a MacDougall. You're a MacLean. Mm. Like, we should have what is coming to
us. Yeah. I need a lot more space to ride my horse.
I just need so much more land to ride my horse.
A lot more horse space. Gotta have a lot more heather, please.
Please. I need hectares of heather.
I need hectares so that I can roam the moors. I don't know what the landscape is here. I'm just assuming there's moors.
I mean, pretty much. Yeah, there's more like cliffs.
More vibes.
Yeah.
I need cliffs. Yeah, I need to be cliffs. Able to go out and be angsty.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, the father-son duo, separate. Prepared their people.
All right.
For honor, much like a Victorian duel, which we know well on this
virtue
podcast.
Virtue is my honor.
Virtue is mine honor. The clans would fight in a gentlemanly way at an agreed time and place.
What is a gentlemanly way?
So it was like, we'll meet here, 3:00 in the parking lot. It wasn't like an ambush. It wasn't like a war. It was like a scheduled fight.
It was like the sharks honor. And the jets. Like,
it's giving Rumble.
It's a Rumble.
It's an original Rumble.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. In it's exactly Sharks
they're gonna
and
Rumble.
Jets. Yeah. The Jets are gonna have their day.
Mm-hmm.
So the day before the fight, Ewan was riding his huge black horse, surprise, through the glen, when he spotted a tiny lady all in green, singing a song as she washed a bundle of blood-stained clothes in a little stream beside the road.
She had her period.
He realized she was a fairy.
A fairy with her period.
She's just, oh my god, fairies are just like
fairies on periods too.
Oh, I love that for them.
She's like, shit, I got blood all over everything. I gotta clean it.
It's a terrible night.
God damn it. God
damn, I slept. My cup overflowed again. Oh my god. I can't believe I did it. I thought it was on the last day, and it's day three.
I thought it was supposed to start tomorrow. God damn it.
I can't believe it. So he went up to her and he realized she was a fairy, and knowing that fairy folk could tell the future, he approached her respectfully and asked if she could tell him the outcome of the coming fight.
Okay.
She continued her work because she's a bad bitch. Mm-hmm. She didn't even hardly look
she's
up.
She's busy.
But she said, beware, if butter is placed unasked on your table tomorrow morning, you will prevail. If it is not, and you must ask for butter to be brought, it will go ill with you.
So it just depends on how good his servants are?
Yeah, pretty much. He left that interaction uneasy at the thought of the prophecy, but with all the preparation that he needed, he forgot about it. You know, he had to get his guys, he had to sharpen his sticks or whatever, you know? Sticks? No, he had swords
and
shit.
How fancy are these guys? Like, not everyone has swords.
They have swords. They're clansmen, they have swords, Cecilia.
Okay.
The next morning, he sat at the breakfast table, noticing no butter. He called to his maid to have it brought to the table, only recalling the fairy's words as a request crossed his lips.
Oh.
Still, he trudged on. Mm-hmm. He and his followers lined up across from the other fighting order, which was made up of not only his father, John of Luckbuoy, but also his uncle, MacLean of Duart.
Oh.
My guy.
Represent.
The fighting began fiercely, but Ewan's men began to dwindle.
Uh-oh.
It was a fierce fight, but no match.
Is this like a rubble where people are getting fucking killed over this?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So dramatic.
It's a real big rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not just Bernardo knifed and they run away, like, and then riff. Like, it's like everybody's dying. Mm. Yeah. For honor, Cecilia.
For honor.
Virtue is mine honor.
Virtue is mine honor. Honor is mine virtue.
Hmm? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about that?
Well.
It works.
It works. I think honor is a virtue.
Whoa.
Whoa. We have to do more Googling on what a virtue is. We'll come back next week.
Virtue is my honor. Honor is my virtue. Honor is a virtue. Virtue is not an honor.
You just unwalked that. We should call them. Hello?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, MacLean. Ring. Family MacLean.
Family MacLean, I actually have some issues with your motto. I think it fucking sucks. It's not as good as my motto, which is you beat me up and I just keep fucking hanging out.
You show up, I show up again and again.
I keep coming back. I'm not winning, but I won't stop.
You're like, I never learn.
It's literally just like, yo, I'm fucking stubborn. Fuck you.
Dude, that's so great. And I honestly, I love it. I stand. I can get into it.
Yeah. I'm gonna get it tattooed.
Yeah, you could.
Yep.
So Ewan's men start dwindling. Mm. They're fighting the good fight, apparently, but losing. Apparently.
Because a teenage girl, I'm assuming she's teenage. She could be like 30. I have no idea. She's
probably regular.
I'm assuming. Because some girl was like, I want Moylan to prance.
Yeah, she was like, I would actually like to canter farther.
She wanted to canter farther, and these mans were like, okay, we'll die for it.
And it's also like, the best part is too, it's like, it's his father's land. I'm sure, you know. It's not that they, you know, it's a status thing. It's not a, like, access thing.
And men will literally kill each other instead of going to therapy. Family therapy.
Yeah.
Men will literally kill each other instead of having a adult conversation.
Yeah, he got mad and he said, I'm going to fight you.
Men will literally sacrifice their friends and allies.
And countrymen.
And countrymen instead of having a conversation with their dad.
Right. Or just being like, Daddy, please.
Daddy, please.
And then his dad saying no. And he's like, you can't say no to me.
Or having a conversation with their wife.
Yeah, that's even harder. Mm. What can you do? So Ewan's men dwindle. He makes a really interesting decision, and he charges into the thick of it, but was met with the business end of a Duart clansman's claymore.
Uh-oh.
Severing Ewan's head clean off his shoulder.
Oh, no, Ewan!
His body.
His wife was just trying to get rid of him. What's a claymore?
She's like, actually,
claymore's a big fucking honking. You'll see it.
Oh, it's just a big-ass sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His body is still upright in his stirrups. His horse galloped away along the river Lusa.
His horse didn't know.
For 2 miles or more.
His horse didn't know. Mm-hmm.
Before his body slipped from his saddle to the ground.
She's like, damn, I'm free. Bye.
Like, I'm free.
Bye. I'm out of here.
A small cairn marks the spot where he fell. But that is not the only reminder of Ewan's fate.
Ewan's familial grudge persists even in death.
Hmm.
So this is one version of the sighting of the Headless Horseman. MacLean of Duart, walking along in the dusk, can be attacked by the Headless Horseman. He fends off the ghost attacker with his dirk in one hand and a sapling in the other. I don't know why each. They fight until the cock crows. Then the ghost fades the shades, leaving an exhausted MacLean exhausted, but safe, beside saplings that could only grow horizontally after. Because they had been so pulled upon. Yeah, and there's some, I think, like, horizontal-style trees in the area.
Wow.
So it's maybe an explanation for those weird guys. Uh-huh. His headless ghost has also been seen riding in Glenmore atop his horse. This is a more or less legendary version. It's more of a a classic sighting. He's seen riding the horse. The headless ghost is seen riding in Glenmore atop his horse, sometimes with a green cloak. Interestingly, I'd like to say it doesn't matter.
What?
Well, the green cloak, I like to imagine that it's the MacLean hunting tartan. That's all I was going to say. Because the MacLean hunting tartan is green.
Of course it is.
Okay, better be. All right. I'm just saying. For the budget, for the movie, we need to mark that it's the hunting tartan is the green cloak. It's not just green. It's the MacLean hunting tartan, which honestly...
Not plain green.
Gorge. Yeah. It's just got like black and white on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool. Wildest of all, this sighting... of the Headless Horseman is said to mean that one of the MacLeans is about to die.
Watch out.
My friends, are some of the ghosts of Clan MacLean.
Spooky. That is one ghost. One curse.
Yeah.
A fairy, a little supernatural guy, and a big...
Whole lot of...
Asshole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You like it? We like it?
Yeah.
I guess I say ghosts. It's one of the ghost of Glenn MacLean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then some extra spooky stuff in between. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... That's mostly Duart Castle with a side of Moy Castle is really what it is.
Yeah, but it's Scotland.
Scotland the brave, babe.
Scotland
the brave.
Scottish accents are wild.
I know.
There's this Scottish comedian who is... I've just seen like very silly videos that he posts, but his accent is honestly fucked.
Yeah.
It's like you... Oh, what's his name? I was trying to...
The Scott I think about a lot is Lewis Capaldi. He's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he says all kinds of weird shite.
Lemmy? Lemmy.
Mm.
He's a Scottish like comedian and he posts like just dumb videos.
Oh,
I'm sure I've showed you some.
Yes, yes.
He's very funny.
He's very funny.
But when he talks, you're like, no one talks like that. What the fuck?
What are you talking about? Yeah.
What is happening?
Mm-hmm. It's also how I felt watching Lawrence Chaney from UK Drag Race.
Yeah.
Lawrence Chaney. I'm like, Lawrence,
What the fuck?
But it's like you hear like a stereotypical Scottish accent, and then you hear someone actually speaking in a Scottish accent.
Yeah. Like, and you're like, hello?
What is this? How do you speak like this? This is just how you talk. It's like there's that one girl on like, I've just seen her on Instagram, but she might be like a TikTok person. Mm-hmm. She's like a Scottish person who just like talks about shit. And like,
she have red hair? There's one girl I know that does that, but she has red hair, and I can't remember if she's Irish or Scottish.
No, this one's definitely Scottish, yeah. But you, like, will watch, like, 5 seconds of the video before you get that she's speaking English.
Oh, that's...
It's one of those where you're just, so like, Scottish. You're, like,
what? Yeah.
I love like, you it. Just, like, kind of, like, scroll to it, and it's, like, and you're, like, wait.
You're, like, hold
oh,
on.
Oh, wait, no, I can understand I this. I speak this language. This is something that I speak, yeah. It's
that's so funny.
It's truly wild.
Scotland the brave.
Scotland.
Yeah. So yeah. Shout out to my fellow Scots. I guess I'm Scottish now. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. us. Yeah. It's us against the world, baby. Hey, we hate the Queen.
We do hate the Queen. There's no Queen. The Queen's dead.
God save the queen. No.
We hate the king. Well, we sure as hell hate the king. Oh,
he's a real interesting guy.
He's a real,
he's not on our money yet, so.
No, is he gonna be?
I don't know that they're gonna, I don't know, because, is he gonna live that long to get to be on our money?
Is it worth it?
Is it worth putting his sausage hands on the money?
I don't know. Let's just not put faces on money anymore. Let's just do, instead of heads and tails, just make it tails and tails. Just
more tails.
All animals.
Butts. Celia's looking for animal butts.
All butts.
All butts all day.
To be, well, okay, so like heads and tails kind of.
Well, there's no tails. There's no tails.
There's no tails.
Like the tail side, sometimes it's like a ship.
Sometimes it is a ship.
You know what I mean? Like, no, you honestly, on our money, usually they're not tails.
No, there's bears.
Okay, I guess in like a loon.
There's loons.
Yeah. There's... But it's the whole animal, it's not just their butts.
But they have tails. That's why it's called.
Yeah, but a ship don't have tails.
Ships don't have tails.
Okay. Oh, that's not true. Ships people say, like, the tail end of a ship.
Oh, okay. Ships have tails.
Guess what? I just tails. Learned from my own brain.
Yeah. This has gone almost an hour and a half.
That's not on that, baby. That's what happens when we get into be a person. We talk about Muppets talk for 25 too minutes much. By
yeah,
accident.
Yeah, we really do.
We can't help it. It was important to talk about.
Joel, who's your favorite Muppet?
Kermit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you guys are really a match made in heaven.
I did say that he was my favorite.
Yeah, she said it was that was her favorite also. She did call him basic though.
You he's should like know the that. Most basic
he's
answer.
The main
yeah,
he's
but he's the best.
Main one, but he's always trying to figure things out.
Yeah,
for
yeah. He's a really nice friend. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Unless you're problematic like Carly. No.
I'm Miss not Piggy's... that problematic. I just love Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy's an icon.
She's a boss bitch, okay? She's a problem, but she takes care of it. I love her. She's just out here being glamorous and not giving a fuck that she's a pig. I love her. She's me as fuck.
Carly relates.
Yeah. We need an icon for the girlies, okay?
We do.
So let the girlies have what they have. Mm-hmm. And we have Miss Piggy.
Oh, wait. My other favorite is I don't remember her name. The girl who's in the band.
I was going to say, she's fun with the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's me.
Her name's like not, it's not Susie or something. It's something
I don't
like.
I remember.
She's really cute. She's fun.
I need to look it up.
I also like, well, this is getting into Muppet Sesame Street territory.
Girl.
I love Cookie. He's funny.
Janice.
Yeah, she's cute. I was picturing her, yeah.
Well, the...
Cookie.
Well, the Sesame Street's a whole different story.
I know, but... Yeah. That's why I said I didn't open that can of worms.
Yeah.
So.
Then my favorite is Grover.
I love Grover. I also like Big Bear, but Bigger was really annoying.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I loved him as a kid, but now I'm like...
But almost very cute, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's the real, if you talk in Sesame Street, he's the big cheese.
He's the big cheese, is that mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be Big
Bird. Oh, wait, no, the Count is my favorite.
Oh, the Count's the best one of all time. One. Because, yeah, there's a big debate going on. He's not actually a vampire. He's a vampire-like being.
Yeah, no one ever said he was a vampire.
I know, but he gives vampire all day.
He gives vampire.
Which is so funny if he's not a vampire.
Good for him. He just wants the vampire vibe without...
He wants all the vampire glory without being the vampire.
Did you know?
That's fine. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Did you know, and this isn't a theory, it's canonical, that Kermit caused 9/11? It's not even a theory.
What? So there's a... There's like a 2002 Muppet movie or special that shows a flashback of like Kermit. Oh, what was it?
I can tell it.
Okay, you know?
Yeah.
Tell it, Joel.
In one of the Muppet movies from that came out in 2002, most of the movie takes place in New York, and during most of the movie... you never see any signs of the Twin Towers. And then there's a point in the movie where Kermit the Frog has a vision of what his life would be like if he was never born, a la It's a Wonderful Life. And there's a scene where the Twin Towers are still there.
In the background. Oh, yeah. No, so Kirby!
He just canonically did something in his life to cause 9/11.
Well, Kermit did 9/11.
So Kermit did 9/11.
Wow.
But we still love him.
We love him.
He probably didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, he's a sweet guy. We all make our choices. We'll try our best. He's just a little guy. He's a frog.
Yeah.
It's not easy being green, guys.
It's
really not easy. Yeah.
Anyway, that's another Muppet Corner.
So the Muppet Corner. But you know what it is? It's not easy being green, but you know what is easy?
What?
That people can find us on the internet.
They can.
They can follow us anywhere they want.
We're all Instagram, over this bitch. At Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod. Mm-hmm. We're on, we have a website, Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Hell yeah, we do. It's gorgeous. Follow us there.
We're on TikTok as well. What else?
We're all over. You can send us a little email, ditty at ghostriverpod@gmail.com if you're feeling spicy and want to share your favorite Muppets.
Yeah, tell us your favorite Muppet.
You could let us know.
Please tell us your favorite Muppet.
Yeah.
Carly, have you seen any ghosts lately?
No. I haven't seen none.
Okay.
Actually, thank you for asking. Yeah. Oh, Cecilia. Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No, just bugs, worm.
Just a worm. One specific worm just inside your walls.
Single worm.
That's really scary.
Yeah.
It's just as scary as a ghost, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As alarming.
It's definitely as off-putting. Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, I guess. This has been a weird one. I'm Scottish now, so.
Carly's Scottish now.
We love
And to that we say, I don't know how to say goodbye in a Scottish way.
Haggis.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Please don't disown me, Scotland. I love you.
You're projecting too much, and it's very much being picked up by my microphone.
Okay, great. Here we go. Okay.
You don't need to project.
Okay, I'm just a storyteller. What am I to do?
I, like, phase it away from you.
Okay, it's fine.